Cody, I just watched that Daniele Frasca talk on the Join Backend Evolution, and honestly, the opening hit me. He says they had two devs, zero AWS experience, and their whole streaming stack was just falling over.
Yeah, that's the kind of story that sounds familiar until you hear the details. Like, their original architecture wasn't even controversial. Worker reads Kafka, transforms, writes to a database, API layer with GraphQL in front. That's a Tuesday for most companies.
Right.
But the database was a single node, no cache. And they had six services with zero shared standards, so data was inconsistent everywhere. Every spike just took the whole thing down.
That's the part that gets me. He says technical debt is usually framed as a code problem, but their debt was entirely infra. The architecture just didn't grow with the business.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen that so many times on the product side. The features ship, the user count climbs, and nobody goes back to ask whether the foundation can actually hold what's on top of it.
So his answer was to go all in on serverless AWS, which for a team of two with no cloud experience is a bold call. But it kind of makes sense. You want the platform to absorb the operational complexity you can't staff for.
How did they handle the data consistency problem? Though six services, no standards, that's not just a scaling issue. That's a trust issue. You can't ship features if nobody believes the data.
They went with a hub and spoke pattern. Instead of every service talking to every other service and getting out of sync, you route events through a central hub. Think EventBridge as the backbone. And each service is a spoke that subscribes to what it needs.
Oh, interesting.
It gives you a single source of truth for the event flow without coupling the services directly. The hub owns the ordering and delivery guarantees, and the spokes just react.
I like that from a product angle too. It means when a new team spins up a service, they plug into the hub and they're getting the same events everyone else is. No bespoke data pipelines that drift over time.
Exactly. And then the other big move was cell-based isolation.
Wait, cell-based like partitioning users?
Yeah, you shard your users into cells. Each cell runs its own independent stack. If one cell goes down, only that subset of users is affected. The blast radius shrinks dramatically compared to one shared everything.
That sounds expensive, though. You're running N copies of your infrastructure.
That's what I thought, too. But he made the point that with serverless, you're paying for invocation, not for idle instances. So adding another cell doesn't mean provisioning another set of always-on servers. The cost curve is way more forgiving than it would be with traditional infra.
So serverless is doing what it was always promised to do, is what you're saying.
In this one case, yeah, I'll give it that. And the real payoff is they got multi-region, active out of it. Cells in different regions, routing users to the nearest healthy cell. Affordable, because each cell only costs when it's handling traffic.
For someone building solo this weekend, like, what's the takeaway? You're not join, you don't have a streaming giant's problems.
I think the hub and spoke pattern is the most immediately portable thing. If you're using AWS, set up EventBridge as your event backbone and make every new service a consumer. Even for a small app, it prevents the spaghetti that Frasca's team inherited.
And if you're not on AWS?
Same idea, different tool. Google has EventArc. There's generic options like NATS or even just a well-structured Kafka setup. The pattern matters more than the provider.
I'd also say, and this is just my read, the cell-based thing is worth thinking about even if you're not going multi-region. Just the discipline of asking, can I isolate this failure? That question alone changes how you design.
Right. You don't need the full cell architecture to benefit from the mindset. Even logical separation within a single region gets you most of the resilience thinking.
All right, Cody. I'm going to go refactor my single-node database now.
Start with the cache, at least.